Hi, I'm Donna Heckler, and I am the host of this podcast, Living Like a Lady. I am also the author of the book, Living Like a Lady When You Have Cancer. In fact, it's an award-winning book, and we're so honored by that. It received the 2015 International Book Award. It was a finalist in the health cancer category. So we are thrilled to be here today, and we welcome you. Today's topic is all about fashion. And to start this topic off, I thought I'd share a little story. Now, it goes way back, because it's back to when I was in college. When I was in college, I took organic chemistry, and I could just see that an A was possible in the class. But to get that A, I absolutely had to ace the final. So the day of the final, I got up and I got dressed, and I put on a black velvet skirt with a slit, thank you. I put on my high heels, I put on a ruffled blouse, I did my hair and my makeup, and I marched myself into that classroom to take that final exam. The professor took one look at me, and he said, "Donna, where are you going after this? What else is going on today?" I said, "Oh, nothing." He said, "Well, why are you wearing that?" I said, "I'm wearing it for this class, for this final." And he looked at me, he said, "Why?" I said, "Because I think that if I look good, then I feel good. And if I feel good, I'll do better and I'll ace the exam." And he shook his head. He said, "Okay." And you know what? I did ace that exam. I did get an A in that final. So our topic for today is fashion, the wardrobe for the cancer journey. Let's talk about that a little bit. Let's start by talking about what we might want to wear when we actually go to chemo. Our goal on the days that we go to chemo is to be well-styled, of course. We'd like to look good on the days that we're going into chemo, but we also need to be very comfortable. And why is that, you might ask? Well, remember, so many of us are going to receive 5, 7, 9 hours worth of infusions. An infusion is fluid, and that fluid has to go someplace. So we are going to end up feeling a little bloated. We may be running back and forth to the restroom. And fundamentally, it's just a long day. So we want to be comfortable throughout this day. To start with, let's think about wearing relaxed, knit, elastic waist pants. And of course, that's for the fluids that you're going to receive. They're going to move with you if you become bloated because of all this infusion, but also as you run in and out of the restroom, they're very easy to work with. Another thing that you might want to consider is wearing some layers. Certainly, you've got to consider the temperature within the hospital and that you might be warm or cold, but also remember that as you receive infusions, the different chemo treatments may cause you to either feel flushed or they may cause you to feel a chill. So being able to wear layers to your chemo is going to allow you to take clothes off and put some things on. Of course, you can always bring a blanket as well, but there's something about being a fashionable lady in a few layers that works very well when you're going in for chemo. Another item that we often recommend are long tunics. Why, you might ask, would we recommend a long tunic? Well, first of all, right now they're very stylish. You see them all over the place, so you're very stylish if you're wearing a tunic. But also, they have a lot of give. They have a lot of room, and that allows them to be very comfortable as you're going through a chemo day. So that's one item that you might want to consider. Again, recognize that you need items to wear that are easy on and easy off. Of course, you're going to be seeing your doctor that day. You may actually see several doctors on the day you receive chemo, so you've got to be prepared to take your clothes on and off as you visit with your various doctors. And of course, we've already mentioned, but we'll reiterate the number of trips you'll make to the restroom that day. So again, ease of getting clothes on and off is always critical when you're going through chemo. One thing to think about is to wear flat shoes. Now, I know a lot of people have said, "Oh, but Donna, really, everything else, can't we just wear heels on this day?" I have to tell you, flat shoes are probably a better choice, and here's why. Many times, as you're going through chemo, you're going to receive some additional drugs, and those drugs are to ward off the side effects that you may receive from chemo. The challenge with some of those drugs is that they may make you groggy. So the last thing you need as you're walking around the infusion room is to twist your ankle because you've got some heels on. So just be safe. Wear some flat shoes if you can that day. Now, while we're on the topic of shoes, may I recommend no boots? Of course, boots are going to add a few pounds on the scale, But the other thing is you will have your weight taken a number of times when you're getting your chemo. Your doctors will take it. The chemo nurses will take it. One mistake I made was to wear boots. One appointment, they took my boots off. The second appointment, they had it on. The next thing you knew, we had all this drama because how did Donna gain 4 pounds in a matter of 10 minutes? So if it's possible, leave your boots at home, find some flat shoes, and call it a day. Many of you are going to be receiving your chemo through a port. Most of us will receive ports in our upper chest area. So we have to consider our port when, in fact, we are dressing for a day at chemo. One of the things to consider is that you do not want to wear turtlenecks. And again, this is a mistake I made. Wore a turtleneck, and honestly, the nurses are outstanding. They can access the port. It's not port access that's the issue. The issue is once they have access to port, there is a line that will be coming out of the port all the way to your infusion bag. That line will go up and over your turtleneck. Guess what? My turtleneck pulled on that line for an entire 7 hours. I was so sore when it was done. So don't go through any pain. Don't wear a turtleneck that day. One thing you can do instead is find a fashionable scarf. Wrap it around your neck. It'll help you stay a little bit warm. It'll hide that port, and it will work wonders for you as opposed to wearing a turtleneck on a day you have chemo. Of course, there's so many other things to consider when you're receiving chemo, and you can find many of these things in the book, Living Like a Lady When You Have Cancer. But let's move on now to another topic, and that's what to wear when you were recovering from chemo. I don't know about you, but when I went through chemo, fatigue was such a significant issue. So the goal in fashion when we're recovering from chemo is to wear some clothes that's easy to sleep in, easy to curl up in, and yet is presentable when that surprise visitor shows up. Again, we look to layers. We start with that because we will still experience so many temperature changes in our body. You will get chills and then you'll turn around and get flushed again. So the layers will allow you to regulate your temperature just a little bit as you're trying to recover from your chemo. We highly recommend that you wear very soft knit clothing. And we recommend knit for a very specific reason. Oftentimes, as you go through chemo, your skin can get significantly damaged. It will get, as a result of the chemo, very dry. It'll scratch very easily. So anything that is a little bit harsh on your skin is going to hurt and be uncomfortable. Another thing you want to consider is to wear very loose clothing again as you're going through your recovery. Why? You want something that you can easily curl up in and take a nap in. And at the same time, as we mentioned, many times visitors show up. So if you're wearing something loose and comfortable, but is knit, you can stand up, shake it out, walk forward, greet your guests, and they'll never know that you were just sitting there catnapping. Again, we're going to make mention of knit elastic waist pants. And you say, oh, please, Donna, not again. Yes, again. Unfortunately, knit elastic waist pants are really fabulous as you're trying to recover from chemo. Why? Again, they're comfortable for when you want to take the nap. Secondly, you will still be having a number of restroom breaks. Remember, you have to drink so much water as you have finished your chemo in order to flush the chemo through your system. So be prepared to run back and forth to the restroom. And finally, another thing that often happens is depending on the type of chemo you have or you receive, you may need a particular type of shot the next day that will stimulate white blood cell manufacturing. Now, what happens when you receive the shot? Because it is trying to stimulate white blood cell count, you may find a lot of bone pain. And bone pain can be very difficult to manage, especially when you're in more constricted clothes. So wearing things like jeans is going to be a little bit difficult to get in, to get on, and not nearly as comfortable for the bone pain. So again, we recommend you go back to those knit pants and use them as you're trying to recover from this chemo. Of course, as with our other sections, you can always find more information in our book, Living Like a Lady When You Have Cancer. A very important treatment for many, many people is surgery. And we have to consider, what are the fascia needs when you're going through surgery? The goal with surgery is a little bit different, and that is that we need our fascia, of course, to be stylish, but we also need to be able to get it on very easily or off very easily. And that can be very tricky depending on the type of surgery that you've had to have. If you've had upper body surgery, for instance, a mastectomy or a lumpectomy, we highly recommend that you invest in some button-down tops or sweaters. The reason is often you're unable to use your arms, and many times, especially with a double mastectomy, you may not be able to lift your arms over your head. So getting shirts on or jackets on that don't button up, it becomes very tricky. So invest in a button-down top or sweater, and that should help significantly as you try to get yourself dressed. Another thing to keep in mind is that often when we've had a major surgery like this, we will end up with tubes. So tubes is a whole other issue. Of course, there's information on it in the book. But just to give you a little snapshot of it, tubes are lines that will come out of your body. It will be sewn in with a little bulb at the end. Those bulbs are collecting excess fluids as you recover. The challenge is you're going to have several of these, and you have to keep them very close to your person. If you keep them very close, then they're not very painful. So you want to try and do that. One simple, easy tip to keep them close and keep them very tight around you is go ahead and invest in a handyman's cloth belt. Why? It has all these pockets. You can just slip the little bulbs, the tubes, into the pockets, wrap it around your waist, and you are ready to go. However, because you may very well have tubes, there are a lot of fashion considerations. One of the things we strongly recommend is that you invest in some sort of long, mid-thigh length button-down tunic or jacket. We say mid-thigh because that will be long enough typically to cover the tubes, should you in fact have to have them. We also recommend that it be very flowy, if that's a word. Have something that's very comfortable. Again, we love knit because it flows. One challenge with knit is that if it is too tight against your body, you will be able to see the tubes, something you do want to avoid. So what you'll want to do is find something that's light, that's airy, that you can put on that takes its shape at the shoulder and then gently flows over the tube to mid-thigh. Now, you've heard this before. And I know you're saying, oh, really, Donna? Are you invested in an elastic waist knit pant company? No, I'm not, honestly. It's just that they're really easy and they're comfortable and they make a lot of sense during this time. The reason that we want to use knit pants and elastic waist knit pants at this time when we're recovering from surgery is that, again, they're very easy to pull on. Remember, your arms may not work very well. They may be exceptionally sore. So pulling on fitted jeans is going to be very tricky. Pulling on knit pants, on the other hand, much more doable. Now, you're going to want to make sure that if you're having surgery to the lower body, you also are looking at some very loose knit pants that, in fact, can be pulled up and on and over the incision site. We often talk about tunics, and again, we mention tunics here in a different context. There's a new type of tunic out, very fashionable, very fun, and it has just a half sleeve. The sleeve is fitted from your wrist up to your elbow, so just over your forearm. The rest is wide open. The reason we recommend this is, A, it's very stylish right now, but B, you can get into it, and that's a really big deal. So it flows down over your head, and then you can just slip your arms without even having to lift them up into the little sleeve parts, and you're all set to go. Another recommendation that we have is that you consider investing in a cape. Capes are also very popular right now, and the advantage to a cape is that it's very easy to get on. You just slip your arms through the little openings and you're off. And they also can be a little bit dressy. Remember, some of these tubes may last as much as 6 to 8 weeks. So you're going to want to go out and be about, and you'll be feeling better, and yet you have a tube you have to cover up. A cape is a perfect way of taking care of that little item. We can't talk fashion without talking shoes, so let's talk about shoes as well once we have finished surgery. I'm going to recommend again that you go with flat shoes. I know, you're sitting there saying, oh please, again? Yes, again. I know we'd rather wear heels, but here's the deal. First of all, we can't use our arms. Remember, they're really sore, and probably you're not even allowed to lift a lot with them. So the last thing you want to do is take a stumble. You can't catch yourself very well. Second of all, those medications we talked about that are going to help minimize the pain, those do make you groggy. So you may very well be groggy, stumble a little bit in a heel, and what are you going to do? So just be safe. Wear flat shoes. It's just a few weeks. You can do it. And then you go back to those fabulous heels of yours. Another thing that we might have to deal with when we've been diagnosed with cancer is radiation. And radiation has a whole host of other issues involved with it. So let's talk about what to wear, how to be stylish when we're going through radiation. First of all, our goal with radiation is to wear things that are very soft, but also are very easy to put on as well as take off. One of the things we're going to talk about a little bit more as we go through radiation is that we need some inexpensive items. Inexpensive items because it's often that we get some salves or some items like Aquaphor that we may be using on our clothing. So we're going to have to address that as we think about radiation. When we have upper body radiation, we do want to consider investing in these inexpensive soft t-shirts. T-shirts that will stretch and may work under some stylized clothes. Now, the reason that we want them to stretch is that oftentimes you may put Aquaphor or some other type of salve on gauze to cover your radiation burns. So you need a shirt that's going to stretch and work over the gauze, but at the same time, you want it to hold the gauze in place without being too tight. However, you still may have some of the Aquaphor, some of the salve seeping through and getting on your clothes, which is why we recommend that you use inexpensive t-shirts as an undergarment for any of your outfits. The one advantage of that is it will certainly protect all your clothes. But at the same time, remember to look for things that are V-neck or perhaps have a button down or perhaps are a scoop neck because you're still going to have sensitive skin and getting your arms in and out of even t-shirts can sometimes be tricky depending on how the radiation is going. One thing that we have found in the past to work somewhat well are some polyester stretch t-shirts. Those do a very nice job of holding the gauze in place with the salves. The one thing to think about is, are they too tight in terms of putting them on and taking them off? So you do need a shirt that has some stretch, but when you have that stretch, it can in fact do a great job of holding the gauze in place. Ultimately, of course, you're going to need some loose clothing. We've talked about that before, but some loose, flowy types of products that can sit at your shoulders and just flow over the gauze will help complete the look. So you, again, will be in layers, but you'll be in layers understanding that that undergarment is really doing double duty, not just as something stylish, but something that's going to protect your other clothes. So as we think about all this, we've talked about a lot. Let's summarize it. What are the pieces that we really need to be considering if we're going to go through cancer? So I have to start with the one that we all hate, and that's soft knit pants. Elastic waist. You know, you can get them with a skinny leg. So you can get a skinny leg. Just make sure that you have room in the tummy area for when you were bloated and that it has elastic waist, so again, that it moves and gives with you. I'd recommend you look for one pair, two at the most, and of course you could do some different colors. You want to consider looking for a long, soft knit jacket or tunic. At least one of them needs to be buttoned down. It'll be so much easier to put on and take off. So make sure you're looking for something long and buttoned down. And of course, with that skinny pant, it's going to look very stylish. You might consider purchasing a cape. Again, that will work very well for your nights out, and it is a very stylish and fashionable item right now. Look for those soft t-shirts in a few different colors. Again, these can be inexpensive because you may very well throw them away after radiation. And finally, Find a beautiful scarf or two. It'll pull this whole look together for you. It'll cover the port along the way, and it'll keep you warm should you be getting your treatments through the fall and the winter. And with that, we encourage you, be radiant. These tips and tricks, we hope, will help you to not only look good, but to feel good. And as you feel good, to in fact kick that cancer. Remember, you can find so many more tips and tricks and insights in our book, Living Like a Lady When You Have Cancer. Look for the book online at www.livinglikealady.com. You can find it on Amazon. Make sure you follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And remember, always be radiant.